Why is the church goes around saying it's impossible for us not to sin? I hear it every day from somebody. Oh, Thurman, you know, you got off on a tangent here saying that we can't sin. You know, we're all just a bunch of sinners saved by grace. Now, I heard that all my life in the church I was in. I'm a sinner saved by grace. So get over it. You're going to sin. No, I ain't going to get over it. I want to stay dead to sin. Don't you? I want to die to sin because he said, should I keep on sinning so that God can show me more and more kindness and forgiveness? And the answer is, of course not. Or in the King James, it says, God forbid, since we have died to sin, how can we continue to live in it? There's only one way you can sin after you become a Christian, and that's resurrect the old man from the dead. Somebody says, I've never seen a resurrection from the dead. Let me tell you, every one of you in this room has seen resurrections many times. You just didn't know it. I mean, you might have been having a good day and somebody walked up and said something to you. I mean, just said something wrong to you. You might have been having a bad day. Anybody in here besides me ever had a bad day? All of us have, huh? You know, you can be the kindest, sweetest guy today, and then you can go through the things, like some of the trials and tests that I experienced on a day-by-day basis in my 16 to 18, sometimes 20-hour day, 7 days a week. Sometimes I have some tremendous trials and tests, and I'm trying to learn to stay dead. In fact, the other day, Eldon and I, we'd worked together for 2 weeks, and we were down on the farm trying to weld some cross braces in a barn we'd built. And as I went down there and I first checked the oil on this machine. This was the last test of the day. I checked the oil and I couldn't see the oil on the dipstick, except a little bit on the bottom. I thought, what is wrong? That's so clear. And I thought, what's wrong with it? So I told him, I said, well, let's just crank it up and let it stir it up a little bit, and then maybe we can tell how much oil's in it. When I cranked it up, it blew gasoline everywhere, and wow, I kept from having a fire. All I can say is God was merciful. That carburetor had needle and seat had hung, and it run a whole tank of fuel inside the crankcase, and it was completely full of gasoline. And when I started in, it blew gasoline out every hole in the engine. It was scattered it everywhere. I immediately cut it off and with no fire. I said, praise God, no fire. Instead of saying, what's wrong? And then when I got the oil drained out of it and new oil put in and everything, put it together and cranked it up, it run beautiful. I said, praise God. And then I got down to strike an arc and it wouldn't speed up. And I thought, what's wrong now? I got up and looked, and the wire on the solenoid, the demand throttle, had broken off. And that's a $130 solenoid. So I just shut everything down. I said, Eldon, let's just go home. I've had it this week. I said, I've had everything I've touched in the last 2 weeks is broken. Any of y'all ever had a day like that? Hey, Gary, you've had some, haven't you? You know what I mean, don't you? Yeah, because we're in business with tools and equipment, and we know what it is for everything to go wrong in a week or two. Well, I just praised the Lord. I said, well, praise God. So I took the little solenoid off so I could bring it home and I could get me a new one. And I'm praising the Lord. Eldon said, Thurman, I believe you passed your test the last couple of weeks. He said, in all the trials and tests, I've never one time heard you say anything except praise God. I've never heard you grumble and complain or anything. Well, you know how I don't do that all the time. Every once in a while, I'll go along for a week and a half or 2 weeks, and I think, okay, I got it done. And then I think, what else could happen? And it happens. And when it does, then you think, this is it. I know you've never been like me, have you, girl? You ever lost it? Oh, yeah, you have? You're human like me, huh? Unfortunately, we're human, and we can lose it. But when we do, this man that died when we accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, you just saw yourself resurrect that beast from the dead because you stepped into sin. Where God says, stay dead, didn't he, Ruthie? He says, stay dead. That's not an easy thing to do, is it? Of course not. Since we have died to sin, how can we continue to live in it? Verses 3 and 4. Or have you forgotten that when we became Christians and were baptized to become one with Christ Jesus, we died with him? When you were baptized, when you accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and you were baptized, you died to sin. Like I say, some of us didn't get held down long enough. Otherwise, we could have stayed dead. For we died and were buried with Christ by baptism. We died and were buried. Water baptism is a symbol of the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. So the minute you went down in that water to come forth, how much sin should you commit after that day? How much? So what's wrong with us? Have you ever sinned since you were resurrected to come back to new life? Huh? Have you ever sinned? Oh, but you're going to be baptized today, huh? So you're going to have a new chore starting this afternoon. And I hold you down. How long should I hold you down, son? You reckon 15 minutes will be long enough?
I'll stop struggling.
He says when he stops struggling. Oh, goodness. Praise the Lord. When you go down in that water, when you come forth, you're supposed to be a new creature, right? So how much sin is supposed to be in your life after today?
Absolutely none.
How about you, young lady? See, it doesn't make any difference whether it be male or female, does it? It's the same for every one of us. No sin. This is probably the hardest thing in the world for the average Christian to get. For we died and were buried with Christ by baptism. We died. Now, if you died, you're supposed to stay dead. And just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, now we also may live new lives. Because who's living in us? Jesus Christ, the power of God, the Holy Spirit. He is living in us, and if you will let Him live through you. But that's where we have a problem as Christians. We won't let Jesus live through us. We want to do it ourselves. And when we do it ourselves, guess what? We just raise the old man from the dead. And can the old man sin real well? Oh, yeah, he's good. He's real good. The old man, the old woman, you know, whatever. That old person can sin. I mean, if you don't believe it, you just hang around to a few bunch of good Christians. And if you get with them during the times when they're having their trials and tests, and you may find out what they're made out of, right? Now, that's sad, isn't it? We're supposed to die, right? You know how hard it is to walk in God's power? It's almost impossible. Why? Because you know who the worst enemy you have is? Right here. This critter called self. If God hadn't even made a devil, we'd still have problems with this. The flesh is our worst enemy. That's why He told us to kill it, crucify it, and keep it dead. Because if you can kill this thing and keep it dead, you can be the lovingest, sweetest guy or gal on the block. You know? Like Cheryl says, my wife, anytime I do something that kind of ticks her off a little bit, you know, when I do, she don't say a word to me no more. She's learned. She goes into another room and says, Father, in the name of Jesus, you need to take care of your son. He's not being nice to me. You need to take care of him, Lord. You need to soften his heart. You need to make him more like Jesus. And now, Lord, if I've done anything wrong, which I probably haven't, Lord. No, she don't say that. I threw that in. That was terminology right there. And Lord, if I've done anything wrong, soften my heart. That's what she really says. And so the Lord works on her heart and my heart. In just a few minutes, everything's great. Is that right, honey? Works great. See?
Used it last night.
Yeah. Oh, you used it last night. Oh, wow. See, sometimes we say something to our mates we don't even know we make them offend them. See? But I mean, how easy is it to be offended? Very easy. Very easy. Now, of course, you know, I know this is no excuse, but I still allow the pressures of the world and what's going on in the economy and everything else and the ministry and everything else. And, I mean, I think about this last week, I was asked, I don't do this very much anymore because I don't have the time, but I had different people ask me last Sunday, would you go to Baylor? Now, I hate that hot place. Downtown Dallas. And there's so many buildings down there. You know, it's a giant complex. I hate to go to Baylor. Now, if you'd have told me they were in Baylor in Grapevine, it wouldn't have been so bad. But Baylor in downtown on Gaston. If you get a chance this week, would you go down and pray for this young man? And I said, okay. And then before the day was over, I got another young man's name, and they same different tower, but in Baylor. So Wednesday morning, I told Cheryl, I said, honey, I'm going. I hate to go down there, but I know I can pray from here, but I can go down there and lay hands on them and pray for them. And then it's totally in God's hands. And so as I went to that place, I went up in two different towers way up there, and every room I went by, it was full of sick people. The first room I went to, the young man was in there by himself. Now, when I first got there, there was a lady cleaning the floor. And then she left, and I went in, and here he is. He's just middle-aged. Young man, can't talk, can't say anything. He's that far gone. What put him there? Sin. Sin's what put him there. Yeah, the devil was involved in it, but sin is what put him in that room, and a lack of knowledge of God's word. A young man in his middle age. And then I go down to another floor, to another tower, and up to another room. And when I get into this room, there's another young man. His mom and dad are there with him. But he is totally, completely comatose. Also another young man. He's not, the first one at least could see me. He couldn't acknowledge me. He couldn't say nothing. But at least he was conscious a little bit. This one, he's laying out totally, completely comatose and can't do nothing. They got all kinds of tubes in him and oxygen deals and IVs and the whole thing. And I prayed for that young man. And then I left and I thought, oh God, what happens when we resurrect this beast from the dead if he ever was saved? See, that I don't know in either case. What we miss is that when these boys, if they were Christians, which I don't know if they were or not, but if they were, then they had resurrected their flesh and they was not living in obedience to God's word. They're not spending no time in God's word, because if they'd have been in God's word, they wouldn't be on that hospital bed dying. You say, Thurman, I can't go there with you. The Word of God clearly says, if you obey me and do everything I say, I, God, will take all sickness away from you and you will have none.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Baptized and Free from Sin, in its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.